Welcome to the Home Power Hour.
Woohoo!
Bringing the hope of sustainability to our terminal culture.
Let's pray now.
Yes.
Renewable energy to the rescue.
I'm Solar Jim. I'm here with Sustainable Jack.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're your hosts for our show about renewable energy, home power electric systems, homegrown energy, solar, wind, and micro hydroelectric generation, energy efficiency, biofuels, you name it, we'll talk about it. Hopefully we'll know something about it. We've got experience, and we bring that to share with you. You can call in. This is a talk show live here in downtown Carrboro at your community radio station.
The number's 919-929-9601. There's a lot of nines here to talk to you. 929-9601.
Because we love to talk about renewable energy. Solar, wind, wave power, geothermal. Man, it just goes on and on. I was watching the lightning storm last night and just thinking about all that power.
Did you see the rainbow after the storm yesterday?
I did not.
It was incredible. Double rainbow.
I heard about it.
Huge, huge.
You guys got to see it up there in Burlington. But, yeah, Benjamin Franklin. You know, he didn't get struck by lightning. He was just pulling voltage right out of the air before the storm hit. And used to have little bells that would dingle in his house when the voltage got to a certain point. Drove his wife crazy, I heard. But we're fond of mad scientists like that. Father of our country. Kind of. Multiple fathers of our country, I guess. Not that we're...
One of the founding fathers yeah. is what we're...
That makes us illegitimate or anything. But we're trying to get better at what we're doing. Trying to live lighter on the planet, use less power, pollute less, burn less, and be smarter. So that we can pilot this spaceship Earth for a soft landing.
That's right. While in the gas lines, you can, courtesy of the show, smack yourself on the head and go, duh, I could have used some renewable energy.
That's right.
And it's available.
It falls all around us. It's 1,000 watts per square meter when the sun's shining at sea level.
And for a square meter, we're talking about roughly 10 square feet. So 1,000 watts equals 100 watts per square foot. So get your heels, put them together at 90 degrees, look down, and... That's 100 watts of solar energy falling on your feet if the sun's shining.
Click
and we can get 10% of that. So click your heels together.
Three times.
And let's go to the renewable energy at the Home Power Hour. Oh, man. What a segue
what
there.
What a tirade.
That's right. Oh, my. We here at the Home Power Hour, of course, we just love bringing you the best and the latest in news and information and update. So
that's right. And now with headlines of renewable energy from around
the
world.
Oh, my gosh, headlines. Let's see, get the old reading glasses on.
It's Sustainable Jack.
TransAlta will amend its power purchase agreement with New Brunswick Power from 75 megawatts to 96 megawatts of wind power
Big
in
wind.
Canada. Wow, it's just taking off like crazy.
Progress Energy Florida is issuing a request for renewables to expand the company's renewable portfolio to provide cost-effective renewable energy to its customers and to offset the need for new power plants. And there's a lot more news in the ever-expanding world of renewable energy. And we'll get into Senate Bill 3 in North Carolina at the break. Here's an oldie.
Hi-ho!
Yes, we're here with our favorite songs for blowing off mountaintops. In West Virginia, we have the Hi-Ho song.
And while we dig, we always sing.
For when you dig, there ain't a better thing than a tune.
Make your troubles go. Just keep on singing.
We tripped
go.
Over.
I hope, I hope.
Yeah, we tripped over a beam there.
I hope, for if you're feeling low, you positively can't go wrong. I hope.
That. This music is too happy.
That's true if you're making money off of the big consolidated coal companies. See, they're having a great time here.
Oh, I hate thinking about mountains being blown up.
Oh, it's horrible, isn't it?
Ever since kilowatt hours, you know, you turn on that light switch and kaboom. Oh, that was good. Yeah. That's good. Now I just have to clean up all this coal dust.
Yes, we've used more explosives in West Virginia per day than we've used in any military operation.
A war on mountaintops.
Yes. A war against nature. Well. Chris, introduce our guest today.
Well, we've got the folks from NC Green Power here.
That's right. We'll let them introduce themselves. Hey, how about giving us your name, and we can pick you up fine.
Okay, Jeff Brooks, marketing coordinator for NC Green Power.
Jeff Brooks, marketing coordinator for North Carolina Green Power. He's got a little bit of Green Frog in his voice today. We also have another guest with us who is...
Good morning. I'm Martha Geddes, and I'm the business development manager for NC Green Power.
So let me guess, you help business development happen on...
I actually work specifically with businesses and organizations to bring them in as sponsors of Green Power.
And so what does that mean? I mean, what do you... You twist their arms and you nail their feet to the floor. What do you do?
Well, we try to keep it as nonviolent as possible.
And this is for businesses that want to contribute to NC Green Power by paying a premium on their electric bill so they can encourage...
That's
renewable
correct.
Energy development.
Just
here
to,
in North
to, for those folks who aren't familiar with NC Green Power, we're a program charged with increasing the amount of energy on the grid from renewable resources.
Mm-hmm.
We do that through charitable contributions from businesses, organizations, and individuals. And so we are working to have folks buy green power. Their contributions go directly to purchase green power that goes onto the grid.
Mm-hmm. This is like $4 per 100 kilowatt hour block.
That is the case for small quantities purchased, and then for businesses who are interested in purchasing in the larger amounts, the price goes to $2.50 per 100 kilowatt hour block for purchases of 100 blocks or more.
That's a lot of power. How many companies are doing that?
Well, you know, that's an excellent question. I didn't actually count them up.
Well, there's one right across the street that's doing it, actually.
That's true. Weaver Street Market is one of our sponsors, and they are purchasing green power every month to help increase that on the grid.
Yeah, you know, Weaver Street looked into putting solar modules on the roof and doing other kinds of renewable energy generation, but they're renters in their space, and it would have been a very awkward project to put all the solar modules up there. And anyway, this is a great way they can participate in renewable energy by buying NC Green Power.
So this is the quickest way that you can get into renewable energy, too. I mean, how do you advertise? I mean, Jack average person out there, how do they get in contact with you?
Well, we have a lot of ways that people can learn about our program. We're pretty well layered in this area, both on television and radio, internet, certainly. Our website is the best place people can find out about our
program.
And
what is that website?
That's www.ncgreenpower.org. And you can find great information about renewable energy on there. You can link to your local utility, one of 41 utilities in the state that offer green power to their customers. So you, just about anywhere
Whoa,
you are, you can
actually... 41 utilities.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have the big ones, which is Duke.
Like Duke and Progress. Right, exactly.
And then you're talking about a lot of the small co-ops,
sure,
right?
Like Piedmont EMC just down the way that serves this area. And you've even got places like Town of Wake Forest and municipalities that are involved in this.
So a lot of these communities, they don't even have generating capacity, the smaller co-ops, right? And so this is a way for them to even have locally generated power.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And the other great thing is that, you know, with especially with electric cooperatives and with municipalities, they're very, very tied to what their members want. And so the fact that they're participating in NC Green Power is very much a reflection that their members are interested in this, and that this is something that has come from the ground up, that the people want renewable energy in their community.
Mm-hmm. Well, how is this beginning to affect the state? I mean, what are some of the larger things happening?
I think that certainly there's a lot of activity going on in the legislature right now. There's a renewable energy and energy efficiency portfolio standard that's currently being evaluated. I think you referred to it as Senate Bill 3, right? That's being looked at right now, and that's going to mandate utilities to generate a certain percentage of their energy from renewables. Now, that contrasts a little bit with our program, which is a voluntary program, but the two work together to increase renewables in our state. And I would say that a lot of the reason that state government and the media have shown an interest in renewable energy is because of the support of people like the participants of NC Green Power and people who are installing these technologies. I mean, it's really taken off at the ground level, and your legislators do respond to that.
Mm-hmm. So is this encouraging small-scale installations of photovoltaic systems and wind, or larger projects?
Yes, to both, actually.
Yeah, are you speaking about the portfolio standard or of our program?
Just NC Green Power.
NC Green Power.
Yeah. What have you seen, like a shift in the market at all?
We find great amounts in both sizes. The exciting thing is, on the small scale, we're adding 2 to 3 new solar projects a week to our program. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing a lot of residential solar taking off. I think a lot of that has to do with the combination of really good tax incentives that are available right now, mm-hmm. and just the proliferation of solar installers and their mm-hmm. experience in that. I think it's a great time, if you're interested in solar technology, to find an installer that has experience doing this and working with Green Power.
So what we're talking about is like 2 kilowatt systems and bigger, somewhere in
the
range?
Yeah, in the residential scale, what we consider small solar is 10 kilowatts and under capacity, and most homes are going to be probably in the 2 to 4 variety. We do, however, have some large-scale solar in the works mm-hmm. in the 75 to 100 kilowatt variety, and those are going to be coming online, it looks, now in the fall.
And they've signed a contract with you.
They have. We have.
And I know from previous conversations that what is the length of the contract that you're able to sign now?
Well, the way it works is when you join NC Green Power, we guarantee the rate that you receive for 5 years, and that's how those contracts work. Obviously, it's dependent on the contributions of our members, but we've been growing at a rate of 25% a year for the last 2 years, so we're really taking off as far as Green Power programs go. But you are guaranteed that rate for 5 years, and then at the end of the 5 years, you can come back and look at the other rate. Now, for solar residential, it's a fixed rate. 18 cents a kilowatt hour is what we pay, and that payment is for actual energy added to the power grid from your system and is paid in addition to what the utility pays for that power. So you may get a combined payment of around 22 to 23 cents, depending on what the utility pays, when you look at the two payments together.
Mm-hmm. From our who counts the kilowatt hours?
The kilowatt hours are counted by the local servicing utility. They install a second meter on your home or business or wherever the installation is. And that's going to track the kilowatt hours that are added to the grid. And then at the end of the month, you receive a statement that's going to allow for... that you send to NC Green Power, and then we pay you based on the kilowatt hours that you generate. And we have a very tight auditing process that makes sure that the dollars subscribed and the kilowatt hours generated all match up at the end of the year.
That's a pretty expensive proposition to be able to do that, to do all that accountability, isn't it?
It is, and we really couldn't do that without the help of the utilities who are doing the billing and making sure that all that gets to us. That's an essential component of the whole plan.
You're listening to the Home Power Hour with Solar Jim.
And Sustainable Jack.
We got that backwards. Hey, while we're sitting here listening to this little quick thing here, we do have the Green Power people from North Carolina Green Power with us, and we're discussing what can be done. So you might be getting stuff in your mailbox from Duke or Progressive or your regular power company, and talking to you about green power. So that's what we're talking about today.
Now, NC Green Power is slightly different flavor than, say, Green Tags and other kinds of green energy around the country that have similar sounding names. How do you define NC Green Power?
Well, I'll start that answer, and I'll maybe let Martha finish up on it. But I would say that one of the differences is that when we hear the term tag, what it's referring to is essentially the environmental benefits of generation. Essentially, the generation occurs in one place, and then you can sell the value of that generation somewhere else. And in most cases, with renewable energy tags, as they call them nationwide, those can often be traded and sold around, and it's sort of like a commodity market, if you will. With NC Green Power, it's a little bit different in that, for one, all of the energy is generated in North Carolina, so you're not paying for energy that comes from Idaho or California or somewhere like that. It's all coming from North Carolina. And NC Green Power actually retires those credits. And what that essentially means is that once you've paid for that energy generation, we make sure that it can't just be traded around and traded around, because the objective of the program is to generate new energy. It's to put more and more renewables on the grid. And so as a part of that, we really don't want the credits to just be traded back and forth. We want to see more and more energy generated. Now, I want to pass it over to Martha, if you don't mind, just to answer kind of how that affects corporate sales and some of the reasons that we want people to buy locally.
Sure. I think that message is really sort of the ultimate in buy local. When you purchase NC Green Power, you're paying for energy that's produced here in North Carolina, so the effect on both the environment and the economy is an effect that happens here.
Can you put a number on what that effect is as far as dollars? Do you have that?
Dollars that are coming into the program?
Yeah.
How much are you paying out to...
Well, what's coming is going out. So if you could maybe just kind of give us a thumbnail size of that. We got them busy now.
We have those numbers with us. As of back in April, we have a report here that was showing basically, so far, over $500,000 has been paid out. There's been about a little over $2 million that's taken in. And there's always a discrepancy because we have to bring in the contributions in order to subscribe the energy.
Right.
And so there's a lag between the bringing in and the paying out. However, we now have 80 producers in the program. So we've added 2 landfill gas producers, 72 solar, 3 wind projects, and all of these are now catching up. And so by the end of the year, most of that is going to have evened out.
And that's a startup of a new program. Some of the knocks against North Carolina Green Power is precisely that. You're trying to get started, and there's a stair step and missteps in any new program.
We have to get the demand up before we can start paying for the supply. So that's what we're working hard to help people understand, that when they do pay for green power, whether it's $4 on their power bill or a substantial amount through their business, that money is going to go out to pay those suppliers. And we've got to get the demand in.
If a person goes out to their mailbox, they go walking out there, and as they get to their mailbox, and open it up, and they pull out their bill. They open it up, and there's a little thing from North Carolina Green Power in it. And it basically says, for $4 more, you can get green power, $4 for 100 kilowatts. And so you can look at your kilowatt bill, right? You can actually displace your entire power bill. And what's nice is that $4 check is a pass-through to the power company to North Carolina Green Power.
Correct.
Which you use to buy this more expensive bouquet renewable energy. But the key is that this is a tax-deductible
indeed.
Price.
We are a 501c3, so all of the monies that come into us are potentially tax deductible. Mm-hmm. It's a win-win.
So, I just, when I buy a renewable energy kilowatt hour from NC Green Power, pay that extra 4 cents per kilowatt, then you pay somebody 18 cents. So it takes 4.5 residential buyers to pay 1 kilowatt hour to a supplier.
Well, part of the magic here, the secret to it, is not just we're not just supporting wind and solar, but it's an aggregate. So landfill methane gas, some of our small hydro, those are resources that we don't have to pay as large an amount for. So it's the aggregate of all of those together that allow us to sell that then for 4 cents a kilowatt hour or 2.5 to folks who are buying in large volume. Do you want to add anything to that, Jeff?
No, that's pretty much what I was going to say.
Okay. So these are mostly grid-tied systems going in?
Yeah, they're all grid-tied
systems.
They're
all grid-tied?
I mean, we one of the tenets of our program is...
Hold on. A grid-tied system. Let's tell our listeners real quick what a grid-tied system is.
Grid-tied system often uses high-voltage photovoltaic strings, where you have 10 to 12 photovoltaic modules wired in series to produce 400 or something volts DC, mm-hmm. and that's supplied to a grid tie inverter that does the magic and changes it from DC to alternating current. Then
that matches what's on the line.
Senses the voltage frequency of the utility mm-hmm. grid and then raises the voltage slightly so that the voltage
can
flows,
be pushed out.
You know, uphill basically.
Yeah.
Whereas most home power systems.
They use a battery storage system.
Standalone systems, right. Run at 24, 48 volts DC and charge batteries first and then have a battery.
So, Green Power, we had you hold your thought. Continue now.
No, it's great. It's
And there's some inverters that do both. There's some low-voltage inverters that can feed the grid.
There are. What we tend to refer to it is a buy-all, sell-all kind of scenario, where essentially you're selling all of your energy back to the grid and then buying it back from the utility. It still has the same net environmental impact. Mm-hmm. You're still displacing kilowatt hours on the grid, but what the way it works essentially is yes, they do sell that energy directly back because one of the tenets of NC Green Power is not only to promote renewable energy, but to put that energy out for everyone to use. Mm-hmm. It's a program where the contributors to our program have that reassurance of knowing that the monies that they're contributing to NC Green Power are actually putting renewable mm-hmm. energy onto the power supply, which then displaces fossil fuels down the line.
Yeah, and in the real world, what this looks like is you could have a garage with photovoltaic modules on it and a separate electrical meter base right there that was all that power is just shooting into the utility grid, and it's being running that meter, and you're clocking it there, whereas your house has a different electrical meter, and you're using power however fast you use it there.
Right, and I would contrast that. Sometimes people call us and we'll refer to that as net metering, and that's actually a different process mm-hmm. whereby you use one meter that goes back and forth at the same rate. Mm-hmm. Our meter, the energy that you sell back to the grid is purchased at a wholesale rate from the utility, and you continue to buy your energy at a retail rate. The advantage of NC Green Power, though, is that whereas you may get 4 to 5 cents a kilowatt hour from your local utility, for solar at least, NC Green Power will pay an additional 18 cents which is a pretty substantial payment, which in many cases really helps to make the economic model a lot more attractive of the installation.
Yeah, so we've had that discussed on our show before, and Solar Jim has talked at length at this, that it almost gets down to, you know, to an 80% discount when you add the different tax incentives that come from the federal government, the state government, and the depreciation schedules that are allowed by this, and then you get a premium, so it makes a payback program actually become positive.
Mm-hmm. And the cost of system, say 2 kilowatt system, instead of being
20,000,
you know, close to probably 25,000-30,000, it's mm-hmm. it's more of 16,000 or so.
Exactly, and I think that's one of the reasons why we're seeing 2 to 3 projects a week coming online. I mean, it's
Although,
really exciting.
If you don't have batteries, you don't have power when the power goes out.
I've
done grid tie systems, and people were shocked. Even I told them over and over again, you know, you won't have power when the power goes out, and then the power goes out, and they're like, "Where's the power?"
And then when they hold onto the wires when the power comes back, they're shocked. Oh no! Yeah. Unfortunate choice of words.
It's been sort of a little bit of a cat and mouse game here. The utility's been playing for years, not letting these systems be directly hooked up or not allowing net metering. So they required systems to have all batteries, basically, through the early part of this century. And then now they've switched, and we have NC Green Power, we have net metering, and then I guess we have standalone systems, and then some systems where people just use parallel circuits, where they just use their renewable energy, or they choose to use the utility grid, either one.
Right.
There's a lot of different strategies there.
And that's, I guess, the nice thing about solar is there are a lot of different ways to do it, and what we tell people when they call in is, you know, you have to decide what application you want to use it for. And for a lot of people, some people, too, will call in and say, you know, I want to do it just for the environmental impact, and that's a great reason some folks are doing it for home energy. But we also say, while you're thinking about putting that system in, why not consider being a subscriber to NC Green Power too? Because you're helping people who already have those projects that may one day help you as well when you have your installation going in. So it's a two-sided thing that everybody can help in different ways to the same end.
And it's very quick. I mean, all you do is you respond to your letter or to the web address, which is what?
ncgreenpower.org.
And do you have a phone number?
Yeah, it's 866-533-NCGP. So it's
okay.
An easy way to remember.
And so they can get in contact with you. So, don't quit listening to us yet, gentle listeners. But at the end of the show, please, we'll give you these numbers again, and you can call, and you too can hook up to Green Power. You're listening to the Home Power Hour. The Home Power Hour is underwritten by Alternative Building Systems, ABS8.com, located at exit 148 on Interstate 40 and 85. I'll get those numbers right. Drop in and say hi to Don and learn what these wonderful acronyms are. ICF, SIPS, all types of other things. ACC, or AAC.
It's those alternative building solutions.
That's right. And they're at Alternative Building Systems, ABS8.com.
Underwriters.
For the Home Power Hour. We're back with our guest here, and we're so happy to have him with us, and we hope that you enjoy it.
And we're finding out about NC Green Power. Now, there's been a lot of confusion about it kind of early on, sort of exactly what NC Green Power was. I remember Zickenfuss singing a song for at every conference we went to. Some John Denver song he rewrote.
Hey, it's time to buy NC Green Power.
Do you have to sing that song as part of your job?
When Bob actually has left the company for another adventure, and we have yet to find someone that can do justice to his
He's
great
a rare
work.
Rare man.
He truly is.
I remember he built that energy cycle and took that around for a lot of places, and that was a lot of fun, where you could bicycle and then turn on different appliances, and you'd feel the resistance immediately in the pedals. And realize how much power, physical, human effort it took to run, say, a compact fluorescent versus a 60-watt incandescent. That was a great sort of kinetic experience.
We still haul it around occasionally for events, and it is a great thing. I don't think Martha ever got to meet Bob. He was a...
I have not, although his reputation precedes him.
It
so
does.
It's true.
Maybe we should make her sing the song.
That's right. Oh, she does.
Yeah.
Now, in your job with businesses, now, it can be also not just individuals and homeowners, residential, but you also sell to commercial and industrial and institutional customers. Am I correct?
Indeed, we do. We did a little math. You had asked the question before. We currently have 27 corporate sponsors working with Green Power. And we're working on hopefully finding some more. And what we're finding is a nice synergy with this is if we can go in and talk to a business about being a sponsor of NC Green Power, and they do this for a number of different reasons. In some cases, it gives them, frankly, a competitive edge against some of their competitors that they're buying green energy to run their business.
Now, do they get a little logo on their door, like next to We Accept Visa and Discovery, et cetera?
We give them little stickers if they want to put them up in the door.
I like the Better Business Bureau.
There you go. Right.
Make sure you look for that when you go out there shopping.
Look for that We Support NC Green Power sticker. They can use our logo on their website. They can do other things. Some of these folks are doing this sort of... are interested in sponsorships because it's good for their employees. Their employees want to work for somebody who's doing green things, and so they find that's a very attractive thing for their employees.
So there's two different paths that you could take. You either, and I guess you could combine them, you were saying. You could put up solar modules and buy NC Green Power. But it's pretty different if you actually put hardware on your roof and you're generating power. Then you have depreciation. You can take accelerated depreciation. Depreciation. You could take the tax credits, the NC and the federal tax credits.
Right.
What are the other ways you can bundle sort of the economics of these installations?
Well, there's a lot of good strategies out there. I think you've got the 35% tax credit, which is available out there, which is one of the more aggressive in the nation for a state tax credit, which is good. You have a little bit of a federal tax credit. We found that a lot of lenders, from what we hear, are starting to look into offering mortgage options to help finance, amortize the cost of those panels. You know, when you mm-hmm. when you look at with solar, it's all upfront costs, really, mostly. It's the cost of the panels and like you say, it could be $20,000-$30,000 depending on the size of your system. But if you take those tax credits and you maybe amortize the costs out in your mortgage, you know, it really can become a lot more attractive model. Now, it's still not something that you're going to get a payback in a year. It might be 10 years, but it's something that if you're committed to doing that, if you're going to be in a place for a while, it's a very attractive option for a lot of people. And I think that's evidenced, like I say, in the number of producers we see popping up. I think the other thing that's great about it is that a lot of the installers have been through a generation of how to interconnect these systems now. I mean, you know, the first systems that went in really were pioneers. They really had to go through those processes, the
Yay,
hurdles.
Solar
Jim! You know, I'm sure you can attest to that. But it was a pain at times, and so now we're you know, to put it mildly for some of you probably, but now we're finding that it's getting a little easier. It's and the utilities are getting a little more savvy in how to deal with individuals. I think a lot of it came from utilities owning their own power for so long and not really having to deal with individuals much, so it's something that's been a learning curve for everybody. But I think that with each new project that comes online, it's getting a little bit easier. And for the people that are out there, I think relying on those installers is a great way to go. It gives you an information base that's been experienced, that understands it, and can help you wade through the pitfalls that you might encounter if you did it all by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is. You have a little bit better breaks as a corporation, don't you? Have unlimited.
I think it's like $2 million, or it might have gone up even more. So yeah. From a corporate standpoint, it's an outstanding opportunity to install. Mm-hmm. And I think even in Martha's discussions, I think several companies have expressed potentially an interest in putting these types of installations in.
I know several of the homeowners that have done this have conglomerated with either their other family members or other homeowners and created corporations for the. For the job of selling NC Green Power, of generating power.
Exactly, and that's another unique way of doing that.
And then, because there seems to be a kind of a narrow income bracket and sort of profit and loss and money making that it works really well in. There's a really sweet spot you can hit with this stuff. I know Libby Searles was finding that out, that the tax credits, like I've never been able to take the tax credits.
Right.
For my systems, you know, my standalone home power system, I wasn't profitable enough. I didn't have like a lot of credit I needed.
Right.
You have to be making a certain amount of money to be able to use these large.
Right,
tax
it is a credit, and a lot of people will.
And you can only offset 50% of your taxes. You can't
right.
you can't get rid of all your taxes.
Right, right, right. And for a lot of people, the misunderstanding is they'll think it's a refund or something, and it is a credit. So it is gonna, as with all things taxes, it does. Have its limitations and its benefits. So.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Solar Jim, Solar Pioneer, talking about the old systems and the new systems that are being brought in by North Carolina Green Power. Get in on the march. Join your friends, your neighbors, commercial, institutional, residential. Yes, it's your responsibility to get out there and get some clean air. Green Power. North Carolina Green Power. Oh my gosh, somebody noticed that was from the Monty Python times. Yeah, we also have a very important thing we need to bring to you right now, so I'm going to go ahead and cue it up and bring it into you. It's the excitons. We've been having exciton sightings all around, and of course they're photons hitting excitons that give us electrons. There it was! You heard it. The exciton. Beware driving down the street in case you run into one of these. It's a very technical formula that we did to record this. We're creeping up on it.
It's moonlight there. Sunlight. Yes. Excitons. We were finding that out, that photons hitting silicon cells, the photovoltaic cells, release excitons.
That's right. And what's really interesting is the latest theory was that each photon hit one exciton, which moved one electron. And we found out that one photon from the sun, it's like a bowling alley. They hit the excitons, they go scattering about. So who knows what the efficiencies of these solar panels may become in the future.
Yeah, with nanotechnology and the fabricating of very specific new materials, we could release more excitons. And the exciton is the positive and negative, the electron and the electron hole, that then are pulled apart by the ambient magnetic field of the module cell. Exciton. It's exciting.
It's a good word for it.
Excitons being pumped through the utility grid.
It's going to be a new program on the Green Power, North Carolina Green Power. We have excitons.
So churches and schools, seeing a lot of churches and schools doing things?
We have, actually, and we've had a couple of churches who've contacted us to try to do 100% offset of their carbon footprint, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm. How about installation? So they putting up big honking arrays on those sloped roofs?
We've been contacted by some builders who work with schools. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we have anything that's on the verge of being added to the program.
They could do it in stages too. If they use the standing metal seams that are 18 inches between seams, then they could use that field applied laminate.
Absolutely.
And do that. Chapel Hill's done that on their new facilities management building.
Yes, and it's also time for us to announce that when we're going and we're leaving this area of habitation, Solar Gem and Sustainable Jack will not have a standard headstone. We are planning to have photovoltaic arrays put in our memorial sites that will power us on. So the electronic spirit will go on and on and on.
I actually buy
the morticians for solar power.
I was wanting a solar incendiary thing, a crematory.
Just a big magnifying glass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, a big concentrator. Just slide the body through.
Right. Green burials. Yeah,
that's right. But let's get back to North Carolina Green Power. And before I do that, let me just do our North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association update. Mm-hmm. They just sent us about the Senate Bill 3, and I'll just quickly go through this. If this S3 becomes law, North Carolina will realize $2.5 billion in new renewable energy investments by the year 2018 and $350 million in energy efficiency investments by the year 2021. We can do better than that, but that's a good start. We'll eliminate the need for 1,800 megawatts of coal and nuclear plants. We'll create about 3,000 new jobs. With good wages, we'll reduce greenhouse emissions by 13 million metric tons by 2018, resulting in about 300 megawatts of new solar power installations. And, of course, require electric utilities seeking approval of new coal and nuclear power plants to prove to the North Carolina Utilities Commission that their proposal is more cost-effective than any combination of energy efficiency, renewable energy, and combined heat and power systems. No proof, there'll be no approval. It directs the North Carolina Utilities Commission to study how other states and nations have changed electricity rate structures to incentivize utilities to implement significant energy efficient solutions, and enables us to prove that energy efficiency and renewable energy are viable, low-cost alternatives to building new coal and nuclear power plants. If we do this, North Carolina will become the sixth U.S. state to mandate both renewable energy and energy efficiency, and create the first renewable energy certificates market in the Southeast. We'll have the best interconnection standard for renewable energy systems, and we'll become the sixth state in the U.S. to include solar thermal hot water in the mandatory RPS or REPS, potentially become the fifth largest net metering state in the nation, and enhance our state renewable tax credits, the best in the nation. So that's our North Carolina Sustainable Energy information thing. You can go to their website and check them out. Let's get back to North Carolina Green Power. Give us their address, email address, or not email, how about web address, and phone number again, please.
Well, you can reach us at www.ncgreenpower.org, or you can call us at 866-533-NCGP, toll free.
So are you going to be using solar thermal? You're going to be adding solar thermal credits to NC Green Power in the near future as Duke begins to meter the sun's heat?
Well, we certainly always evaluate new technologies for the program. We have in the past year really evaluated solar thermal. I think the challenge for us is that while it does offset energy on the grid, it is a thermal based system, and so I think one of the limitations for us is that we have a hard time measuring. Our dollars go to kilowatt hours, and so the transition there is an offset calculation rather than a direct calculation of kilowatt hours. So mm-hmm. it would require some modifications to the program plan to do it. However, it tends to come up about every year in our discussions, so mm-hmm. it's something that we'll continue to evaluate.
It's also like drying your clothes out on a clothesline. It offsets energy usage, either natural gas or electric usage. So are we going to be having NC Green Power for clothes drying?
Probably not.
Unlikely.
Very difficult to meter the wind like
yes,
that.
Yes, it is.
And big wind. How does big wind fit into the future of NC Green Power?
Ooh. It's exciting. I think we've recently dedicated two small wind projects, one in Clyde outside of Asheville and one in Nags Head on the Outer Banks. That one actually powering a federal
South Nags Head.
South Nags Head,
at the
right.
Coquina Beach.
Right.
Shack House.
Yeah. You worked on that some, didn't you? That's right. That's you. That's you. That's right. Okay.
Well, tell us about the one in Clyde.
The Clyde one is up in
it's in Clyde, actually.
It's a 10 kW system, so it's right on the border coming out of the small wind category.
So that would be Bergie?
It is, I believe, yes. Okay. And it is up there and is up on a farm or a doctor that has a piece of property up there. Has it?
It's on Crabtree Mountain.
On Crabtree Mountain. There you go. But it's a great site. We have some good dedications. And we have another one coming up in Watauga County, I believe. But we've also got a developer that's looking in the eastern part of the state potentially to develop large-scale wind, and these would be in the, you know,
got more than one developer looking into that.
Well, there are. You're exactly right. So you're looking in the megawatt variety. When we speak of small wind, we're looking at 10 kW or under. With large wind, it's in the megawatt variety. And eastern North Carolina has phenomenal wind resources and has a benefit in that it isn't as restricted as the mountains that has the Ridge Protection Act.
Although the Ridge Protection Act has a clause exempting wind turbines and generators.
Right.
And also, the local counties can overturn that.
Which Watauga County has recently, right. Yeah. They've mm-hmm. recently passed an ordinance that does allow for some limited wind development, and that's one of the reasons why we do have the small turbine going in Watauga County.
Yeah.
So it is exciting, yeah.
But big wind is pretty competitive already financially. So what's NC Green Power? How does it either buy or deal with this big wind?
Well, most of the projects still need just a touch of help. Even like landfill methane, which is cheaper than natural gas, is still about half a cent more expensive than coal to produce. So they get a small premium from us. Wind would probably be the same way. Right now we pay 6 cents per kilowatt hour for wind. That might be adjusted on a large-scale project. Certainly we'd like to see with scale, you're exactly right, the costs become much more in line with traditional resources. And the other great thing about renewables is they're very price stable. They don't go up like coal does. They will hopefully come down, but I mean they're not going to have the fluctuations that you get from limited resources. They're gonna be more price stable, yeah, over time.
We had a report from Austin, Texas. Austin Energy offered wind power as green credits for that, and it was a little bit of a premium initially,
right.
And then Texas decided they wanted to put in a whole bunch of new coal power plants, and the rate structure changed to try to justify this, and so all of a sudden the wind premium was actually cheaper than the normal price people were paying for their energy. Do you see that happening in North Carolina? Are we going to start seeing prices going up for conventional power anytime soon?
Well, I think they already have gone up, and with the RPS, it's very likely that some of those costs will be passed on to ratepayers potentially. But I think with traditional fossil fuels, you're going to see those prices probably go up over time. It's just because they always have. There's no mm-hmm. trend whatsoever that they've come down. So it's likely that they'll go up. So I think, you know, you will find wind, you will find methane gas becoming cost competitive or cheaper than these fossil fuels, most likely over the next few years. It's something that while we all want inexpensive power, and while North Carolina has historically always had, you know, relatively inexpensive power, we want clean power too. So
right.
we want power that comes from good resources that are going to benefit
well,
all people.
We're slowly trying to with legislation and some of this to make that clear, but unfortunately there is a huge history for our power companies that they were to produce inexpensive power, and they've done a fantastic job in the Southeast.
It's just they've taken
they've externalized
environmental quality from us. Right. It's so like a black
that's
market.
That's been a major problem. It's We're trying to readjust that back to where they're paying the real cost of that, at which point it would probably justify.
I think that solar and wind are the cheapest forms of power if you're not creating negatives on the environmental side. I mean, how much does it cost to like put a mountain back up on top of a hill after you've bulldozed
it? Price that out, but
it's
pretty
very
darn expensive.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's probably, you know, even the big companies would go bankrupt trying to do that.
One of the big things in North Carolina we do point out is that we don't have any coal in North Carolina, so we have to get that from out of state. We have to go other places. We don't have enough quantity of anything fossil fuel, so not only is it bad to use fossil fuels from an environmental standpoint, but we don't have them, so that money is leaving out of state. So supporting renewables does keep more energy dollars in North Carolina, helps local businesses in North Carolina to install those, help the people that own those projects. So not only are you helping the environment, you're helping the economy in North Carolina over
time. These add up to tens of billions of dollars when you put it together as far as, you know, what's going out. Yeah. We're hemorrhaging it. It's not employing North Carolinians at all, whereas renewable energy will employ local people. In fact, it makes the best sense. You don't have to upgrade your grid nearly as much when you have lots of smaller producers online.
Yeah, some cities have come into infrastructure problems where they the neighborhood has started using more and more power, and in order to raise the size of the conductors, they would have to shut down a street for a period of maybe, you know, months, and then dig everything up, put in new pipes, conduit, new wires and cables, whereas if they survey the neighborhood, put up as much photovoltaics as they can on rooftops and things like that.
Yeah. Alamance County is doing that currently. There's been so much growth in that, you know, in the population, that Duke Power has over the last 4 or 5 years been putting enormous new transformer yards in and upgrading the carrying capacity of all their lines. And you might see them, you know, in certain patches, but this is an enormous project. It costs a lot of money that, you know, if we looked at that and said, oh, they could have done this, you know, it's like, oh, I could have had solar power. I could have had energy efficiency. Does Green Power do anything about efficiency?
Well, we certainly promote it and care about it greatly. You know, we try to give that message to the homeowner. One of the things that we do at our events, for example, when you sign up for NC Green Power, say at the, you know, River Festival or somewhere, we give you a compact fluorescent light bulb as just a thank you when we do it. And it's a simple thing.
And a cup and a pen.
And a cup and a pen. There you go. There you go. A color-changing cup at that. But the bulb is a simple message, but it does say that, you know, you can do some small things around your home that can make a big difference to our overall energy mix, you know. And one of the things Martha always likes to talk about, and I like when she says it too, is, you know, use the bulb, save a few bucks, you know, save a little bit of money through energy efficiency.
Mm-hmm. Use that money to buy some green power, put it on the grid.
So. That's right. The kilowatt hours video, which we mm-hmm. show, and I know that you've probably been showing it as well, goes into great detail about that just by doing some the light bulbs and maybe a couple of appliances, getting better efficiency out of them, you save enough money to then go green. So you have a net ka-ching saving in your
You're doing twice the benefit by without costing you any extra money.
And also, listeners, if you have someone that you don't know what to give them for a gift, an anniversary or anything else, give them a light bulb, one of those wonderful compact fluorescent light bulbs. And if you really like them, give them a book on energy efficiency to read by that light.
Heck, yes. Do you have gift?
And
gift?
In addition to that, you can buy
NC Green Power.
NC Green Power. We have gift cards available at our website.
I like that.
And about those gift cards, years ago when we were talking about this, right. Do you do special events? Like somebody's bar mitzvah, their Christmas, their kids' football game or pageant or something?
We can calculate an offset for them and green up their event.
It's not all that expensive.
No, it may be as inexpensive as, you know, $25, $30, and you could offset, you know, your club's meeting, you know, for that night. And that's a powerful message you can send both your membership.
They're using powerful lights. $25, that would be four. That's a lot of power.
Well, that's a lot. That's more for a larger event, you know. Yeah. But a football game
would be something like that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That would be such a cool thing, you know. You know, after they've introduced all the football players, they could say, and the electrons provided tonight by North Carolina Green Power, courtesy of Solar Jim and Associates.
Exactly. Yeah.
Some of those lights burn 1,000 watts.
They do. They're amazing. Yeah. But I tell you, the...
Honking big lights.
We have a lot of people. We have somebody in our office, I know, that right now is getting married in the fall, and she's going to, you know, give a block or two of Green Power to each of the wedding guests as a favor.
So, How much does that weigh?
A block? You would ask me that, right? It weighs 2,500 pounds of carbon dioxide if you do it 12 times. So that's what I know.
Wow. The man can
oh, that's what you brought out in your car there. I see it now.
Yeah, that's right. It's in the trunk.
Yeah. Wow, this is great. You've elucidated us about a lot of these issues. But we need to find out more. Keep hearing about NC Green Power.
Visit their website, www.ncgreenpower.com. I pulled it up on our web. If I can do it, I know you can.
Still works. That's good. And we also do free presentations. So if you have a group that'd like to hear more about us, give us a call. We have a great newsletter. And, again, Martha, there's a lot of great options for businesses.
Right. Often when we go in to visit businesses, the next step would be then to do a lunch and learn or some sort of educational opportunity for their employees. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to sort of bundle those things together to reach both the individuals and the businesses. Okay. Probably not a bad idea to just, in a nutshell, say, here are the ways you can support Green Power. Sign up through your power company if they allow you to do that. If your power company isn't a member of NC Green Power, come to the website. You can make a one-time contribution. You can buy gift cards. We'll find ways for you to sign up for Green Power. And that one block of energy signed up for 12 months is the environmental equivalent of not driving your car 3,000 miles or planting 192 trees.
Yeah, I know some people that have electric vehicles of all sorts and sat there and said, you know, for $4 I can get all the electricity for my electric bike for 2 years or something obscene like that, and it's so much cheaper.
It really is. It's a great way for individuals to do something that everybody can do.
And did you say you'll come and entertain us?
You know, we will come. I don't know that we'll sing Bob Z's song, but we will come out and do a free presentation
try
for
to be
you.
As entertaining as possible. Yeah.
Come out of a cake or something?
Martha does the cakes. I don't do cakes. I'm more of a pie man.
Juggle those blocks of kilowatt hours.
We will juggle the blocks of kilowatt hours.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you definitely got a friend in North Carolina Green Power here, don't we?
Thank you for having us here today.
And today we had as our guest
Jeff Brooks.
And?
Martha Geddes.
And, of course, we've had Solar Jim made it today. And Sustainable Jack is here. And we're just so happy to tell you do have a friend in North Carolina Green Power. Visit their website again at www.northcarolinagreenpower.com. You're listening to the Home Power Hour.
Bigger, strong, too, baby. But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy.
And as the years go by,
our friendship will never die.
You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is Sustainable Jack, the Home Power Hour, inviting you to stay tuned for Mr. Ernie Hood and Radio in Vivo right here on WCOM 100 watts of broadcast power and freedom of speech. The Home Power Hour is underwritten today by ABS8.com. Check them out.
You're tuned to 103.5 WCOM-LP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro's 100-watt wonder, listener-supported community radio.